This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Colombian, its rebel forces reached an agreement to end the longest war in the Americas after 50 years of fighting. Before the 100th anniversary of the National Park System, President Obama has designated 87,000 acres in Maine as the Catkin Woods and Waters National Monument. Bernie Sanders' follow-up group, Our Revolution, debuted but immediately confronted a crisis as 8 staff members, including the entire organizing department, resigned over the efforts to designate the group as a 501c4 so that it could accept dark money, as well as the appointment of Jeff Weaver, Sanders' campaign manager, to run the effort, which many opposed. Hillary Clinton, in a speech, attacked something called the alt-right. The alt-right claims to support the preservation of white culture in the United States, and many of its members want to see an overhaul of the entire political system. However, its views are widely seen as white supremacist and anti-Semitic. ITT, private college chain, has been barred from enrolling students with federal student aid. In the 1980s, 56% of all international adoptions were from 3 countries, Colombia, India, and South Korea. By 1998, the top 3 were China, Russia, and Vietnam. New protocols have reduced adoptions from some countries like Haiti and Guatemala to almost 0. Rising costs and declining state support for public universities has forced thousands of college students to look for education out of state, leaving California, Texas, Minnesota, and Illinois for neighboring states. France's top administrative court has overturned local towns' burkini bans as violating basic freedoms, as some Muslim women were ordered to remove body-concealing garments on French Riviera beaches. The Bombay High Court has ruled that the famous Haji Ali tomb could not bar women from entering the inner sanctum, which could be a landmark ruling and have a multiplier effect on women's rights in India. FDA says that all U.S. blood banks need to screen for the Zika virus now. University of Chicago sent a letter to all incoming students rejecting so-called trigger warnings in safe spaces to encourage more robust speech and less political correctness. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.